Welcome to an all-new episode of one of the most real podcasts on the internet. Whether it's talking about controversial subjects, to thought-provoking topics, or amazing guest interviews, this is a life podcast. It's time to sit back, relax, and listen to the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. Hope everyone's doing good today. It's August 9th of 2021, episode 117. Hope everyone's doing good today. We're here to do another podcast, and today, doing something a little different. You know, I'm continuing to switch things up here on the Cody Springer Show, talk about different things, different subjects, and just trying to keep things fresh and interesting. And today, I'm going to be answering 30 random questions from bestrandoms.com. So, yeah, this was completely random. When you go over to the website, they got some different random tools. But, you go over to the questions and it'll provide you with, however many random questions that you want. And I'm going to be answering these questions here on this podcast. But before I do, I just want everyone to know where they can follow me. You can follow me on Instagram at the Cody Springer. I have Facebook page for my music, for my spoken word music. I believe it's facebook.com/CodySpringerMusic. If you're on Facebook, if you want to check me out on there, feel free to do so. Got an all-new Facebook page and whatnot. And then please check out Days and Dream. It's Instagram, Days and A&D Dream. We have a merch store. We got some original designs, and then we also have merch for Big Figure J. We have merch for the Mask Off podcast. So, go check us out, and it would be a big help if you guys can go buy some merch. And also, don't forget to check out my latest podcast interview if you haven't already. I interviewed Mac Montana 2 weeks ago, so go check out that podcast if you haven't already. And I'm thinking I might try to get some new podcast interviews going. Because I was giving credits to past guests here on the podcast. And I've had about 19 different special guests on the Cody Springer Show. And I thought that was pretty damn cool, that we've had 19 different guests here on the show. And I definitely want to have more guests here on the future or in the future episodes. So, go check out the Cody Springer Show on IMDb, the Internet Movie Database. And with that being said, let's get on with the show. All right, guys, like I said, I'm going to be answering 30 random questions from bestrandoms.com. The first question is, would you rather give bad advice or take bad advice? That is a good question. I think I'd rather take bad advice, because I think I would feel like shit if I gave someone bad advice and then I look like the asshole because I told them that this is what they should do in their particular situation, and usually I give pretty good advice to people, who seek it. I'm not an expert. Every situation is different. But if you come to me for advice, I'm going to, give you, my take on what I would do personally. You don't have to, follow my advice. You can, take someone else's advice, or you can just do what you think is best, But I would say I'd rather take bad advice than give out bad advice. All right, the next question is the naughtiest thing you have ever done. Oh, shit. Honestly, I don't really know, to be honest. I mean, I've done a lot, you know. So I think I'm just going to, like, plead the fifth on that one. Question three, how long can you balance on one foot? How about we test that theory right now? You know, I'll get up and I'll try, you know, because, I mean, I got a bad ankle. So I'm going to balance with my good foot here and see how long it can last on one foot. Oh, yep, I'm trying to keep balanced here. I'm teetering. Oh, shit. That's hard. Okay, that's it. not sure how long that was. I'm going to say probably about 20 seconds there. Yeah, I mean, if you were keeping time, let me know how long that was. But the next question is, do you have a favorite mug? No, I don't really have any mugs that, you know, I drink out of or anything like that. But if I did, it'd probably be like a Ravens mug or Ohio State mug. That would probably be it for me. Question number four, during sex, what are you thinking about? fucking, I guess. Fuck, man. What are you really? I mean, come on now. When we have sex, we're thinking about fucking, you know, or we're not even really thinking at all, because when you are horny in the mood, you know, you're not really thinking about anything, you know, like you're just wanting to get it in, you know, so to speak. So, yeah, you're really not thinking about shit, to be honest. Next question. Do you think morals are universal or relative to the beliefs, traditions, and practices of individuals or groups? I think everyone's got their own set of beliefs and traditions and whatnot. You know, everyone's different. You know, everyone's different. Everyone has their own belief system and everything like that, you know. I just think everyone's different. You know, I mean, some people share beliefs, you know. Like, some people believe in, you know, our constitutional rights when it comes to guns, you know. And then there are some people who believe in gun control. And, you know, there's some people who are Christians, and there's some people who are, atheists, and there's some people who are Muslims and Buddhists, you know. Like, everyone just has their own different set of beliefs, you know. I mean, we have beliefs in common, you know, but that doesn't mean that we all believe in the same shit, you know what I mean? Like, everyone's different. Everyone's different in this world. You know, what I believe, you know, the person down the street may not believe the same thing, you know, or they might, you know, think the same way I do. You know, you just never know. It's interesting, you know, for sure. But I think that's what makes the world great, you know, is that everyone has their own set of different beliefs and ideas, and I think that's what makes the world really work. Next question. Who would you really like to punch in the face? Oh, fuck. That's a long list, man. Let me tell you, man. There are some motherfuckers out there that I would just really want to punch in the fucking mouth right now if I could, dude. Son of a bitch. Man, that's a long list, man. There are some motherfuckers that I hate. You know, and here's the thing. I really shouldn't be, like, hating people, you know, because it's not good for my spirit, you know. But, you know, there's some people that I just cannot stand in this world, man. You know, and there's some people who I would like to punch in the fucking mouth, you know, if I had the chance. And I feel like everyone feels like that about somebody. You could be the most positive person in the world and still have that one person that you just really like to fucking punch out, you know? Like, they, you just can't stand them, you know? You're like, fuck them, you know? They're a piece of shit, you know? I just really like to punch them in the face one time, you know? Yeah, like I said, it's a long list for me, you know. I mean, but it doesn't mean that, you know, if I encounter this person in public, that doesn't mean I'm going to punch them in the face. Unless, you know, they come at me first. I mean, if you come at me first, then it's on. You provoked me, and at this point, you know, I'm going into survival mode. You know, I'm not going to let you kick my ass, you know. I'm not going to take an ass beating from you. You know, I'm going to dish it out. You know, I'm going to dish it out, and I'm going to kick your fucking ass. All right, the next question here, teenage parents, good, bad, or indifferent? I think every situation is different. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're a parent yourself, like I am, you don't want your kids to grow up to be teenage parents, you know, because, you know, having a child is a big responsibility, you know, and, you know, it's a responsibility that I'm learning more and more every day, you know, and yeah, I definitely don't want Jackson to be a teenage parent, you know, not because I don't think he would be able to handle it, but like when, because here's the thing, when you're 16 and in high school, like your focus should be on, you know, getting good grades and whatnot and preparing for your future, you know, whether you're going to go to college, the military, you know, going into the workforce after you graduate, you know, like that's where your focus should be at. Not, you know, becoming a teenage parent, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some people who become teenage parents and it works, you know, they work it out, you know. And, yeah, and then they become, you know, good parents and stuff, and then, you know, they manage to, you know, work it out. But at the same time, me looking back, you know, at me being 16, being a teenage parent would not have been a good thing for me at all. Just saying. The next question, how would you describe the first kiss with your significant other? I would say, you know, it was definitely, a lot of nervousness, I think, you know, for both of us. But, you know, I mean, I think it was, you know, good, you know. I'm not sure how to answer this question, you know. First kiss, you know, with somebody, you know, that you like, you know, or, you know, love. Yeah, it's definitely a big moment. For sure. Next question is, which celebrity would make the worst leader of a country? Kanye West. Yes. I might get some heat for saying that, but dude, Kanye West is not a fit leader of any country, whether it be the United States of America, Canada, or wherever, dude. You know, Kanye West would not make a good president/leader. You know, and, I just don't think that he's mentally fit for the job. And that's just how I honestly feel, you know. How many girls or guys have you slept with? Well, no guys, you know. Girls, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. Yeah, y'all don't need to know about that. Next question is, do your dreams ever tell you to do anything? I think sometimes, you know, I definitely think sometimes my dreams, like there's messages in my dreams that hint at me, telling me to do stuff, you know, and sometimes I have deja vu, you know, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, people listening to this podcast have experienced deja vu before, where you have dreamt something, a particular moment, and then once that moment happens in real life, you've experienced deja vu. You're like, oh, I feel like we've had this conversation before, or I felt like I've done this before, you know? Like, it's really weird, and it's a crazy the phenomenon, you know, of deja vu, you know? Like, it just hits you like a bolt of lightning, and you're like, holy fuck, you know? Like I've done this before, you know? But yeah, I do think our dreams do tell us stuff at times, you know, give us hints of shit that, you know, what we need to change and whatnot. So yeah, I do think our dreams do tell us stuff from time to time. Next question is, what is your favorite holiday? Halloween and Christmas are my two favorite holidays. You know, Halloween, I would say, is my top favorite holiday, you know, because I just, you know, I love Halloween, man. You know, it's, you know, I mean, I just like the atmosphere on Halloween, you know, like that cool fall weather, you know, the leaves on the ground and shit, you know. People dressing up in costumes and everything, and watching your favorite horror movies and eating candy. Yeah, man. You know, I love that shit. And then Christmas, I mean, hell, who doesn't like Christmas, dude? You know, who doesn't like Christmas, you know? Yeah, Christmas is definitely the shit. Thanksgiving's up there too, you know. I definitely like a good Thanksgiving dinner. But other than that, you know, I'm not really keen on any other holidays. Next question is, what are some strange beliefs that some people have? Oh, fuck. That right there. That would definitely, yeah, that's definitely a long list. You know, there are some people who believe that, what's a good example of strange beliefs? Or like, well, I mean, there was like when Trump was president, you know, like he said, you know, people should inject bleach, you know, to combat COVID-19. And then there's some people who fucking did that. Oh, I think the whole fucking cult of Trump is strange in itself. And I might get heat from Trump supporters when I say this, but I don't give a flying fuck. Come at me, dude. Come at me. But yeah, I kind of feel like, you know, the shit that Trump said when he was in office, and even now, is strange in itself, you know? You know, there's some people who, you know, they can't have like certain things in their house, you know, because it throws them off or it makes them feel a certain way. You know, just like strange shit, you know. Or some people that believe that the earth is flat and not round. You know, like that in my opinion is a little strange to me, how people think that the earth is flat, you know. Yeah. next question is word of mouth different from, say, word of armpit? Never heard the expression word of armpit before. That's, yeah, that's, I would say that's different. Like word of mouth is definitely a common phrase, but word of armpit, I've never heard anyone say that before. So I guess that would be different. Next question is, are looks important in a relationship? No. Looks are definitely not all that important, 'cause I mean everybody's different, man. You know, like to me, personality is a big one. You know, like a person who respects me and treats me right, that shit's important. You know, looks aren't all that important. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean your partner, you know, can be the most attractive woman or man on the face of the earth. But if they're a complete douchebag to you, then yeah, you're not going to be happy in that relationship. Plain and simple. Next question. Would you rather be prom king or queen of your high school or have a super cool and good-looking boyfriend and girlfriend? Or boyfriend or girlfriend? I'd rather have a super cool girlfriend, you know, which I do now. 'Cause I was never fond of that prom shit in high school, you know. To me, it was just another dance, you know what I mean? It was just another school dance that was, magnetized by five. I mean, I just never really was keen on that. I didn't like the whole dance, school dance thing. That's just me. Why can't donuts be square? Well, they wouldn't be donuts if they were square, now would they? I mean, shit. Hell, you can't eat a square donut. I mean, I suppose you could make a square donut, and put whatever shit you want on it, but no, a donut is round. It's a circle. It's a circle. Next question. What are your thoughts on abortion? Oh, this is going to be controversial here too. Because people probably are going to either agree with me or are highly disagree with me. Now, here's the thing. Do I think abortion, or what's my thoughts on it? Do I think it's wrong? Yes, I do. But at the same time, I'm a man, okay? I am a man. I have male reproductive organs. I do not have the right to tell a woman what to do with her uterus. I don't have, or not uterus, her fetus, sorry. I don't have the right to tell a woman what to do with her fetus. I mean, I do think abortion is okay in rare circumstances. Like if a woman was raped and they became pregnant as a result of that rape, I definitely think abortion would be okay in that circumstance. But what pisses me off is that, some bitches get pregnant, they don't like they're not on any birth control, and they just get abortions because they don't want to deal with the responsibility of having a kid. Well, the thing about it is, like a lot of people have this belief that like, oh well, like this, a fetus doesn't have life. That's bullshit, dude. Like it's a life that's being developed in the womb, of the mother, yeah, but I don't really approve of it. Like if you don't want to have a kid, then get on birth control, okay? Get on the fucking birth control. If you do not want to have a kid, then don't fucking, or use condoms. Or just don't fuck at all, Like if you want to fuck and not worry about getting pregnant, then get on the birth control. I mean, hell, you can get in your arm or up your snatch. If you don't want to worry about that shit, then fucking just do it, okay? But if you're not willing to do that, then don't fuck at all. Just don't do it. But yeah, I am pro-choice. I do think that women, it's their body, it's their choice, I do feel bad for like if two people, if a boy and a girl are in a relationship and, the girl gets pregnant and she doesn't want to keep the kid and the man does, I do feel bad for the man in that situation. But at the same time, it's not my decision on what a woman does with her fetus. All right, next question. Ever clicked your nude picture and sexted? Clicked my nude picture? Have I sexted in the past? Yeah, I mean, like, who hasn't, I mean, and don't fucking, don't, yeah, don't listen and shit and say that you haven't done it, man. Because I'm sure every motherfucking person who's ever listened to this podcast has done some horny shit like that at some point, man. Yeah, don't act like you haven't. Next question. When was the last time you lied and to whom and why? Not recently. I guess my friend Adam, I mean, here's the thing. My friend Adam, you know, who I've talked about on this podcast from time to time, I mean, he is definitely one of the nicest fucking people I've ever met. But he is one of the most gullible people that I've ever met in my life, dude. You know? Like, I can tell the dude anything and he'll believe it, you know? Not even question it, you know? But here's the thing. Like, I fuck with him, you know, and whatnot. But I tell him, you know, like, oh, hey, you know, I was just kidding about that, you know? But you know, he knows it's all in good fun, you know? But, yeah, but unfortunately, you know, Adam, you know, he does, he's pretty gullible sometimes. Not gonna lie. Next question is, where is the nicest place you have been to in the fall? In the fall, I would say Arizona, Phoenix, because in the fall and winter months, the weather is nice as fuck, man. You know, in the summers, it's brutal. Like, I bet it's over 100 degrees today, you know? It gets fucking hot, dude. But in the winter months, it's not like that, you know? It's usually pretty cool, you know, 80s, 70s, sometimes even high 60s weather. And it's really nice and shit. You know, you can wear shorts all year round. And yeah, I mean, it's nice as fuck. What bill does your spouse complain about the most? Well, yeah, I mean, my girlfriend, I would say the bill that she complains about the most would definitely be the rent. And the reason for that is because our landlord, you know, I'm just going to say this outright, and I hope she don't listen to this podcast. I doubt it, but, you know, there are quite a few things in our apartment that need fixing by maintenance. And maintenance, you know, they've come here several times to fix said problem, and then it fucking happens again, you know. And it just, yeah, so, yeah, man, there's some shit, you know, in this apartment that needs fixing. And, you know, and as much rent as we pay here, you know, the landlord should be doing better by us, but they don't. So I definitely think, you know, she's justified in, you know, her complaints about the bill, you know, how much we're paying for rent. You know, because here's the thing. When you rent out an apartment or a house and shit, you know, you're paying a landlord. You know, the landlord owns the property. You know, you're renting from the landlord. The landlord should be responsible for the upkeep on the property. You know, the maintenance, you know, whether it's the, you know, the little shit, you know, like the appliances or the plumbing. Or anything of the sort, you know, the landlord should be responsible for fixing all that shit, not you. I mean, if you own the house, if you had your own house and you owned it outright, you know, it's your house, then yeah, then you're responsible for all that shit. But if you're just renting, then the landlord needs to be the one to step up and get the shit fixed. All right? You know, like if the fucking, you know, let's just say the fucking sink broke down and it's leaking water. You know, the landlord should be sending somebody over to fix that or fix it themselves. So, yeah, I mean, I think as much rent as we pay here, you know, we're definitely not getting the proper maintenance that we need. Next question. Why does middle of the night come after end of night? Huh. That's a good question, to be honest. Why does middle of the night come after end of night? Maybe we should say the middle of the morning instead of the end of, or the middle of the night? I don't know. Let's see. Have you ever faked sick? Yes, to get out of going to school. I definitely faked sick a lot, so that way I wouldn't have to go to school. 'Cause dude, I fucking hated school. I hated high school, man. There were some days where I just did not want to go. I said, fuck this shit. I do not want to go to school at all. Fuck this shit. So yeah, I faked being sick and stuff. And, I had to convince my mom, to, let me stay home and shit, So yeah, I did what I had to do so that way I wouldn't have to go to school. So yeah, man. Next question. How long have you lived in this city? So Van Wert, Ohio. How long have I lived here? Well, I think I moved here when I was 6 or 7 years old. And then I left for about 3 years. So if I'm doing the math right, then I would say probably 18 to 19 years I've lived here total. Do I want to be here? No. But right now, well, this is where I grew up, this is home to me and shit, but that does not mean I want to be here forever. All right, why do they sterilize the needle for lethal injections? I didn't know they did that. I didn't know that they sterilized the needle for lethal injections. I guess they sterilize the needle for the person who prepares everything. I would say to prevent potential infections. Because you just never know. I guess that would be why they would do it. What was the last book you read without skipping through anything? Man, I haven't read a full book in a long time, man. Because I just don't have the time. But I would have to say the last book that I read without skipping through anything would probably be the last Harry Potter book. I was really into the Harry Potter books when I was a kid, and I've watched all the movies. So yeah. yeah, I think that was the last book that I read without skipping through anything. What was one of your stuffed animals' names as a kid? I got no idea. I guess when I was a baby, I had these like puffy things. I used to like to put in my mouth and stuff when I was a kid or as a baby and stuff. So, my puffy things, I guess. I don't know what they would be called, but yeah. Last question. If you could have sex with any three people you choose, who would they be? Well, like I said on CNN Entertainment in the last season, it would be Marcel, Keith, Zuccarelli, and Charlie Hunnam, those three guys. No, I'm fucking kidding. No, I don't really know. I'm not gonna really answer this question or dignify it with a response because, I'm in a committed relationship, so I don't really need to think about that shit. So, yeah. So there you have it, guys. I've answered 30 random questions from bestrandoms.com. And, this would be a great podcast idea for anybody else who, has a podcast. So, yeah, go to bestrandoms.com, go under the random questions, and, yeah, just see what you come up with. All right, guys, I'm gonna get out of here. Yeah, take care, and I will talk to you all very soon. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at the Cody Springer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.